The state of North Carolina sterilized thousands of its citizens over a 45-year period ending in 1974. The sterilizations were carried out on the instructions of the state's Eugenics Board. Officially, the Eugenics Board was meant to sterilize epileptics, the mentally ill or mentally retarded, in the belief that those conditions were hereditary and could be stamped out by sterilization. The Winston-Salem Journal broke this story in December of last year. Kevin Bigos of the Journal talked about it on our program back then, and he is here again because the newspaper has continued to investigate the activities of the Eugenics Board. Kevin Bigos, in a story published in today's, that is Sunday's paper, you report that a number of people died as a result of these surgeries for sterilization.
Yes, Linda, the language is a little stilted and bureaucratic, but it's chilling nonetheless. Quoting from some of the records, a single white female, aged 21 years, died from postoperative intestinal obstruction 10 days after the operation. Another 30-year-old married woman died 2 days after the operation, and a 17-year-old girl died from locked bowels accompanied by gangrene 5 months after the operation.
And do you have any idea how frequent that was? I mean, how many sort of out of the more than 7,000 people who were affected, how many of them died?
Most of the sterilizations in North Carolina were done after World War II. These cases were from the 1930s, before antibiotics came into wide use. But the disturbing thing about what we found is these three or four deaths were from a study of just 183 follow-ups. So out of those 183 surveys, there seemed to be at least three women who died as a result of the operation.
Which would be high even for the period.
Even for the period, other states were reporting perhaps one death per thousand operations for abdominal surgeries.
Now, in the early years, the effort to clean up the gene pool by sterilizing those people deemed unfit to reproduce appeared to concentrate on white people, but you report that toward the end of its activities, in the 60s and 70s, the Eugenics Board was concentrating on black people.
It shifted by the late 1950s to concentrate mostly on young black women on welfare, and they weren't inmates in any sort of state institution. Normally, their only crime, so to speak, was to have gotten pregnant or have been caught in promiscuous activity, and the social workers would target them and refer them onto the Eugenics Board. The program was really driven in the 50s and 60s by this base desire to simply limit costs to government, keep taxpayers from paying for all these social programs for illegitimate children.
In an article last week, you noted that the committee the governor has created to look into the activities of this now defunct Eugenics Board said that they were unable to seek out people who might have been selected for surgery because the records are confidential.
Recently, the archives has been cooperating and releasing records to us, but with all the names redacted and also with all the medical histories still sealed. So there were other operations, for example, that were experiments. One white female was sterilized by X-ray and one by radium implantation. Seems unlikely there could have been any justification for a radium implantation when they could have done the normal surgery, but the rest of that story is still hidden in the state archives.
There were also cases where men were sterilized, and in some cases, even more radical procedures were used.
Yes, I'll read you two more excerpts from the records. The mother of an 18-year-old boy who was castrated felt the program had misled her. Quote, "The operation has not relieved convulsive attacks of epilepsy, which physicians advised me it would do." Unquote. And a Negro man, age 36, married with 5 children. The board found that he was a sexual pervert and a homosexual in an affidavit by Dr. James Watson, director of the State Division of Mental Hygiene. The board finds as a fact that the patient is a sexual pervert and is unable to control his perverted sex desires. And with no objections, they ordered that he be castrated.
You reported back in December that the governor apologized for this program. I understand that there is now a debate in North Carolina on whether or not reparations should be paid. That seems to be a budget question?
It is a budget question, but the governor announced the formation of a commission to investigate the eugenics program and to consider reparations. And it surprised a lot of people because politically North Carolina is in a terrible budget situation with a $2 billion deficit. But the move has been pushed in part by the state NAACP chapter, which has made it a top priority. This is a slightly different case than reparations, for example, from slavery, in that it may be possible to identify actual victims, not descendants of victims, but people who were sterilized in the 1960s and 50s who are still suffering from the effects of these operations.
Kevin Bigos writes for the Winston-Salem Journal. Kevin Bigos, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Linda.